The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third row seating, available dual wireless charging pads. You've got the H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on those dirt trails and kick up some mud. Or the third row seating gets your whole family in to experience the thrill together. The dual wireless charging pads make sure that no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead cell phone. Think about those adventurous activities you can do, like me, taking a ski trip up with the family, maybe going on a camping expedition, anything and everything. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Hey there, it's Gary Parrish. It's Monday, June 15, 2020. Welcome back to the CBS Sports Eye on College Basketball podcast, where we sometimes discuss camel fighting and leaky black. Matt Norlander is here with me, and there is big breaking news this afternoon. The homie, Booth Gotch, a.k.a. Booth Gack, a.k.a. Botch Gotch, has announced he's transferring from Utah to Minnesota. So an Ion College basketball legend is headed to the Twin Cities. Norlander, your instant reaction and analysis, please.
Well, of course, that is the Minnesota fight song you are hearing fade down at the start of this podcast. For those who started playing this and were wondering, wait a second, you double-checked, maybe triple-checked your phone. That's right, Ion College basketball podcast, sometimes leaky black. You know what, though? You can take ownership of Leaky Black. I want dibs on Booth Gotch going to Minnesota. Finally happening. I got to tell you, we get this news on a Monday. GP, I'm setting the over-under on a Richard Pitino 10-year contract extension in 36 and a half hours for signing Booth Gotch. What do you got, the over or the under there?
I think in different times, perhaps, I would go under. But we are now living in terrible economic reality, and I think 10-year contract extensions are probably a thing of the past, at least temporarily.
Don't underestimate the power, influence, and dynamism of Booth Gotch. Returning home to Minnesota, he told 247 Sports, "I picked Minnesota because it was the best fit for me overall, playing in the home state, being with my family during these difficult times, and playing with the talented group coming in." Gotch, of course, is going to most likely sit out for next season. He will apply for a waiver. Listen, it's Booth Gotch, so anything's possible, and I'd love nothing more than to talk with you on this podcast sometime later this year and dedicate an entire episode to Gotch getting immediately eligible, but I don't know if he can pull that. Ultimately, though, good win here. I mean, Minnesota beats out Creighton, Iowa State, Maryland, and Auburn for Gotch's services. He played the past two seasons at Utah. He's coming off a season where he averaged 10.7 points, 3.6 rebounds, and 2.9 assists. Most notably rose to fame when you and I both failed in about seven different pronunciations unexpectedly as he came up during a December episode of the Ion College Basketball Podcast, but he has become quite beloved in a short period of time. Legitimately can be a really good player for Minnesota. This is the third transfer for Richard Pitino in this offseason. They also got a Western Michigan transfer who will be immediately eligible, Brandon Johnson, and then there's a good freshman guard coming in, David Mutoff, who's from Turkey, who should be pretty good as well. Jamal Mashburn Jr. is going to head into the program. So I'll tell you this. I mean, Daniel Oturu, to me, when he wore a Minnesota uniform last season, was one of the 15 best players in college basketball. Booth Gotch can be one of the 10 best players in college basketball in a Minnesota uniform a year from now, if he so chooses. The team's also going to bring back Marcus Carr, Gabe Kalshier, I hope I'm getting that right, and Trey Williams. Minnesota needs to be better. I think it will be better. I don't know if it's going to be a year from now or two, but I listen, and full transparency, I insisted we do this podcast here, okay? Because it's Booth Gotch. Biggest news of the week as far as I'm concerned in college basketball. I don't see how we top this. The little question I have for you, Parrish, is I know Minnesota wasn't in your top 25 and won. I assume version, 19.0 is going to be coming out on Tuesday. I'm going to say, Minnesota, from unranked to 17th, 18th, are you going to hold off? Even though Gotch might not be eligible, I'm just wondering if his influence on this roster, you know, scout team and all that stuff, might be enough for you to put Richard Pitino's team into the rankings.
Here's what I would say. First, I understand your skepticism about Booth Gotch getting a waiver to play immediately at Minnesota. But I would say if Johnny Juzang got one transferring back home to UCLA, why wouldn't the homie Botgok get one at Minnesota?
That's a very valid point.
No, I'm being serious.
I know, I'm serious. I didn't even consider that.
Back to goofing around. Yeah. When I reached out to people connected to the Juzang situation, I was like, yo, first, congrats. Secondly, how'd you get that done so quickly? It wasn't just that Juzang got a waiver. It was like he got a waiver in like early June or late May. I mean, it was like a really – sometimes these players are waiting for waivers like the season started. And like they're still like, I hadn't heard anything. And to get one done that early, how'd you get it done? And what I was told was it was the easiest waiver request ever. You've got a young man on the other side of the country wanting to move home to be close to his family during a pandemic. How was the NCAA going to deny that one? It's like, okay. And if you apply that same logic to Booth Gotch's situation, I would actually assume that he will get a waiver and play immediately. And to answer your question, at that point, I got bad news for Iowa because there's a new favorite. There's a new favorite in the Big Ten.
You're going. Gophers.
Got to. It's by Booth Gotch.
Okay, Booth Gotch.
Refresh my memory. Why did we fall in love with Booth Gotch? I almost went back and checked, but if I remember, it had something to do. Okay, your leg was dead.
Not yet. Decaying.
Your leg was decaying.
Correct.
And we were headed for a Kentucky-Utah game. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I've forgotten some of the particulars here, but here's what I do. I do remember. We were both getting ready to go. I had returned from Arizona Gonzaga, come back home, and I was going to turn around in a week or so and go out to join you in Las Vegas for the CBS Sports Classic. And we were probably talking about Kentucky was struggling here and there and got to doing a light preview or a light scan of the Utah roster. And that's when I saw Booth Gotch. And then I my brain wanted to call him Goth Bach, but no, that's incorrect as well. And then, so that was about a 4-minute segment on a podcast. And then it's not quite Devin Downey 2010 against Kentucky, but we hit on something again because lo and behold, I mean, Booth Gotch comes up on the podcast. I'm going to say it had to be, they played Utah Wednesday, December 18th. So maybe that Wednesday podcast we would have done, I would guess. And then what happens, GP? Utah plays Kentucky in Las Vegas. Kentucky there in advance of the CBS Sports Classic. Booth Gotch, he has himself a nice night. 34 points. I mean, 34 minutes.
We played 34 minutes.
You know what? We can completely just go full in on the hagiography of Booth Gotch as far as I'm concerned. 14 points, 34 minutes, 3 3-pointers. 2 fouls, six rebounds, getting Utah, which is not a good Utah team, a win over Kentucky in advance of the CBS Sports Classic. And I do remember that was a late tip on the East Coast. So I want to say that was like a 10 o'clock Eastern tip, maybe 7 in Vegas. I'm pretty sure because it was – I don't know why I remember this, but I do remember watching the game, and it was like I had turned off all the lights in my living room. Like I was just tired enough where I was like, I'm just going to watch this game in the dark and go to bed. And – our mentions having these little flares go off because Booth Gotch was like a big time impact player in that game, and it just happened after he had been mentioned on the podcast. And there you go, like Devin Downey helped take down Kentucky, albeit not nearly as good of a Kentucky team, but a John Calipari coached Kentucky team nonetheless. And so that's where the legend of Booth Gotch began, and here we are now.
I think it was probably an example of what you sometimes do when you're doing a local radio hit. Like in a market, but it's not like Lexington, Kentucky or Lawrence, Kansas. It like might really be in a market where, let's be honest, you ain't really watched that team that much. And so we're getting ready to talk Kentucky playing Utah before, of course, Kentucky plays
Ohio State. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm like, Utah, I'm just talking. I don't know what I'm talking about. And so I'm like, you know, they got this nice sophomore, Botgok. I'm like, what? I don't know Botgok. And then, of course, it's Booth Gotch. But at that point, who cares? And he did go on to have a nice sophomore season. And, like, he's a legitimate player. He will help Minnesota I assume, won the national championship at this point.
Who do you have? Well, listen, I mean, Booth Gotch in Minnesota, the Final Four, or Rick Pitino in Iona? What's going to happen?
It's going to be an incredible story.
Is it? Yeah.
And I'm predicting it not for 2021, but more for 2022. Rick's got to get some more players in there.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if we're looking up, and it probably wouldn't be a Final Four, but like a Sweet 16 game between a Richard Pitino, Minnesota, Bothgok, and Rick Pitino, Iona, and whoever is on Iona's team.
You couldn't name me one player right now. No shot.
Can you name an Iona player?
No, I can't.
Of course not.
I'm not going to fake this. Are you kidding me?
Listen, the answer to these questions are always, of course not. But Rostin could. Like, Rostin could really break down Iona for you right now. Like, pop quiz. He's ready to talk about it.
He's got it in the oven. He's baking it. That tweet is definitely saved. That's like a July 8th, 3:13 on a Tuesday afternoon kind of deal. He's got a best guess in an Iona starting five and certainly 6, 7, 8, 9 in the rotation. He's got to get some work in, but don't worry. That's definitely coming. Randomly, though, by the way, I could have given you one Iona player because there is an Iona-Minnesota connection in addition to the Pitinos, and that's Jelly Fam Isaiah Washington, who started at Minnesota, then left, transferred Iona. He's now transferred again. I don't know if he's picked a school or not, but he did. His two most recent schools were those. But, yes, you are indeed correct about that. And it will be a big-time story, of course, provided, by the way, Booth Gotch isn't so incredible after one more year in college that he doesn't go off and become a lottery pick. That also has to be on the table.
That's the other problem. And I should send a special shout to my guy Jay on Twitter.
Oh, boy. I didn't know you were going there, but, yeah. All right, go ahead.
I don't want to, like, sick, people on him. So I won't even use his screen name, but his name's Jay. And this dude has tweeted me on some days three or four times a day for a long time now, consistently. And it would always be this. Is it possible for you to let me know on Instagram what college Booth Gotch decided to transfer to after Booth Gotch announces his decision sometime in June? So I would get that, and I'd be like, okay, well, this is a – and then it would be like, can I get an answer, Gary Parr, CBS? And so, like, you get it the first – like, when you have our job, you get just random questions all the time. It's just – you learn to ignore almost all of it. But, like, this dude just kept tweeting me all the time. And, I mean, I'm looking at one part right here. He asked the same question three times in a span of 11 minutes. Is it possible for you to let me know on Instagram what college Booth Gotch decided to transfer to after Booth Gotch announces his decision sometime in June? Can I get an answer, Gary Parrish, CBS?
But he wants it on Instagram even though he's tweeting it at you.
That's the part that I got frustrated by. I'm like, come on, Jay. Like, first off, the answer is no. It is not possible. I don't do anything on Instagram except look at people. That's all. The only thing I really do on Instagram is look at people. All right. So I'm not going to let you know where Booth Gotch is going to school on Instagram. Secondly, why are you asking me on Twitter to ask you to answer something on Instagram? And why are you asking me over and over and over again? It's like when my 6-year-old comes to me, he's like, Dad, you're going to buy me this thing for what's the little game? Oh, Christ. The little game. Minecraft. My son plays Minecraft on his iPad. So he's always like, Dad, are you going to buy me this thing on Minecraft? And I say, buddy, if you have a good day, we'll look at it tonight. He'll come back 4 minutes later. Dad, you going to buy me this thing on Minecraft?
Tell me a message on Instagram about it.
I say, buddy, we're going to look at this tonight. I told you. We're going to see if we have a good day first. 8 minutes later, Dad, I thought you said you were going to buy me that. It's just like nonstop. He's like Jay. He is obsessed with Minecraft as Jay is with Booth Gotch. So, Jay, if you're listening, I want to let you know.
But I'm not going to DM you on Instagram.
I'm not going to DM you on Instagram. I'm not going to hit you back on Twitter. But your dreams are – they come true. Because he is a Minnesota fan. I can tell you his Twitter handle suggests he is a Minnesota fan. So his dream has come true. Booth Gotch is a Minnesota Golden Gopher.
Well, heading into this podcast, I figured if you were to tear out levels of satisfaction and happiness over this Booth Gotch news, it would be Booth Gotch, the Minnesota coaching staff, and Booth Gotch's direct relatives. And then sure. Right below that, Matt Norlander and Gary Parrish, and then all the rest of y'all can get the hell in line behind us. But apparently,
Jay's
above Booth. Jay's at the top of the list. How about this, though? I got a quick thing for you. I almost will transition real quick out of this Booth Gotch stuff. One, sometimes talk about Leaky Black. Are you aware? Someone made me aware of this, so I assume they made you aware of it. In the past, I think 48 to 72 hours, Leaky Black celebrated his 21st birthday.
Congrats.
Congratulations, Leaky Black. Happy 21.
Welcome. Now legal age.
Now,
if you want to drink, you can drink legally now, Leaky Black.
There you go. Okay, so happy birthday. And then on the Instagram thing, someone had tagged me, I think like 24 hours ago. I think it was Sunday. And Slam Magazine put out a photo of RJ Barrett, like surrounded by all these trophies and like kind of referencing how good of a prep career he had. And it was like, I think it was like just my name with laugh emojis. And then I looked to see if the same post was like shared to Twitter, because that's often what brands or outlets will do, if you will. They'll just send the same content to different social media platforms. And sure enough, they did. And I almost, but I didn't, I almost quote tweeted with, "Who is this?" And just to see what people were going to respond back with, because I got plenty of feedback, funny and not funny otherwise, about my just disgraceful tailspin flameout of a trivia time there. But the people are finding me on Instagram as well over my lack of RJ Barrett. Maybe I'll just, you know, refuse to acknowledge this person going forward and really lean into the bit, but I thought that was funny as well.
Some people had labeled RJ Barrett, nicknamed RJ Barrett on Twitter as the Forgotten Blue Devil.
I like that.
That was the null.
I do like that, actually. Yeah, I do.
An all-time trivia time moment with RJ Barrett on the last episode. So if you missed that, I don't care if you go back and listen or not, but like, if you want to really hear Norlander just flailing away, go straight to the trivia time moment. And he cannot think of RJ Barrett, even when I asked him to name me a first team All-American who played with Zion Williamson at Duke and then was a top three pick in the NBA draft after 1 year of college. Like, it is only RJ Barrett, obviously. And it took Norlander a hell of a long time to get there. Before we get out of here, this isn't a college basketball story, but it could be, because it's a college football story, specifically a story about college football coach Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State. Our colleague, Kyle Boone, tweeted a picture earlier today of Mike Gundy wearing an OAN t-shirt while fishing this weekend. Like, somebody took a picture, posted it, Kyle Boone retweeted it, and next thing you know, Chuba Hubbard, the All-American running back, best player at Oklahoma State, is calling out Mike Gundy, saying he will not stand for this and they will not be participating in anything at Oklahoma State. He will not be participating in anything at Oklahoma State until there's some real change. The word change, all in caps. Now, let me fast forward to the update. Mike Gundy and Chuba Hubbard released a video together that was less than a minute, really awkward, but basically said, you know, they've listened to each other. There's going to be some change inside the program, and Mike Gundy said it starts with him. Specifics, they're light on, but either way, it was the latest example of a student athlete, either current or former, calling out a prominent coach for something that he's done or said during this movement that we are all living through right now. We've seen the Florida State football situation with Mike Norvell. Iowa just had to fire its strength and conditioning football coach. And then here was Mike Gundy, in a tough spot until he seems to have salvaged it. Meantime, in basketball, Danny Casper has been called out by former players, and his school is investigating that right now. But I will say, we're not going to play the game of who's going to be the first men's basketball coach to get caught up in one of these over politics or opinions on social issues or whatever, although we could probably take some guesses who it might be. But it is interesting that the country has changed drastically, very quickly. And the coaches, at least in football, I should throw Dabo Swinney in there for you know, wearing a Football Matters shirt in the middle of a Black Lives Matter movement. The coaches who aren't changing with it, or at least properly understanding that what was okay a month ago is no longer acceptable behavior. Drew Brees learned this the hard way as well. The coaches who don't recognize that are really – they're finding themselves in bad places, or they're going to find themselves in bad places, because players, perhaps for the first time ever, are empowered to speak up and speak out and call even their head coaches on what they perceive to be as less than ideal beliefs, thoughts, or statements. It's an interesting time, right?
Interesting time is putting it lightly. We have never, ever, ever been in a time like this in our lives and in the history of this nation in many ways, when you consider how much social media can affect and provide progress to nations. We've seen that around the world. We've seen governments topple because of, frankly, the rallying power of Twitter. Specifically, when you narrow that down to college athletics, we've never seen players be like this before. And it is really something quite riveting to watch play out in real time, to the point where you mentioned the Norvell situation at Florida State. That breaks late on a whatever night, and then by the next morning into early afternoon, it apparently gets all patched up. This particular situation with Hubbard, which, by the way, I so badly want it to be Chuba Hubbard, but it's Chuba Hubbard. Are you with me on that?
I would prefer Chuba Hubbard.
Chuba Hubbard would be just all time. Chuba Hubbard's still great, but Chuba Hubbard, man, if only. Credit to him. So he puts out this tweet. Then he gets, first of all, Kyle Boone, not Kyle Porter, like putting this thing out there, which he absolutely should. Oh, by the way, like Kyle Boone becoming some sort of public enemy for Oklahoma State fans. Kyle Boone, a graduate of Oklahoma State University. Oh, by the way, you know what? You should really call up Kyle Boone, and you should. He's going to need some pointers as someone who has graduated from Memphis and has certainly a strong faction against you. He genuinely might need some pointers and tips going forward. But anyway, regardless, he's the one that set this whole thing going, to the point where Barry Trammell is probably the most authoritative voice in sports commentary in the state of Oklahoma, and he went so far as to say on Monday afternoon he wasn't even sure if Mike Gundy would have his job by the end of the week, because when you wear something as tone-deaf as a One America News shirt, don't come at me with he can't have an opinion on that. Yeah, he can, and then you can find out what Chuba Hubbard and his teammates think about that opinion. That's how this works. It goes both ways. The players finally have a voice to say something about this, and it was really fascinating to see how that all played out on Monday. And then there's a kind of weird one-minute video in which, oh, by the way, listen, if Gundy doesn't want to apologize for that, fine, don't apologize for it. But it also is awkward and dark when you see Gundy say what he's got to say, and it's fine, and then Hubbard immediately decides to take ownership of the way that he handled it, said, I shouldn't have gone to social media, I shouldn't have been a man and gone to my coach and expressed that to him directly. If you believe that, more power to you, Hubbard. But I tell you this, players doing this on social media provides a megaphone to a point where real change can be enacted, and I think that we have seen it in college football, college basketball specifically, with Danny Casper, Texas State. Now, to Casper's credit, if you will, his former players at Stephen F. Austin, where he used to coach a long time ago, have stood up for him and said, none of the stuff that Casper was alleged to have done at Texas State, we didn't see any of that at Stephen F. Austin. So we'll wait and see if anything comes of that independent investigation, or not independent, school investigation overall. But it is a new era. It is great to see players wield this kind of power. And to me, when I see players doing this, oh, by the way, Texas, see what the Texas players did in football at the, right. It was Friday night. I mean, you go, plenty of listeners probably saw this, but they laid out firmly, definitively, efficiently in a 2-page memo, we're the Texas football team, we're not happy, we're not comfortable, we don't approve of all of these symbols, statues that tie to white supremacy, to slavery, to racism in our past. We want action from our university now. And it was such a united front. I don't see how and why Texas won't do that. And I think some of that filters down from its head coach, because Tom Herman has been very much in the front of this conversation amongst all college coaches, football or otherwise, in terms of recognizing that there is an issue, not making excuses, siding with his players and siding with black people everywhere and saying this is where we have to get better and we have to be not just active, we have to be anti-racist. And look what happens when you have a coach that does that. Look at what a movement, what happened with the Texas players. They won't be the first. I'm waiting on another one to come later this week, another two, another three. And we'll see. I mean, a lot of this is happening on the football side because I think the players, some of them got back to campus, and more so than the basketball team. And so maybe there's been a little bit more of a charge there. We'll wait and see if college basketball's clock, if you will, is delayed by a couple of weeks before. We might see some of this stuff as well, or if we might see a unified front, GP, in terms of players at universities. And it's not just the voice of one team. It might be the women's soccer team and the football team and the men's basketball team and the ice hockey team and all that. We might even see that going forward, but it is a new era. Players have a lot of empowerment. And I tweeted this. I'll wrap with this. I tweeted this on Friday. To me, when I see all of this, it's refreshing. It's super inspirational. And it's not a long walk from this to players realizing how much power they have with the name, image, and likeness stuff. And if I'm someone involved in that at the NCAA legislative level, I should be very aware of it, because I think the likelihood of any kind of player protest and player strike over these matters, GP, if you disagree with me, I'd love to hear the case. But to me, this has accelerated that possibility to such a degree that I don't even know if we can fully kind of show it on paper, if you will, or lay it out. Because I just think when you see players no longer afraid to talk to authority on their own teams, I think that it's just a matter of time before, unless they get everything that they're asking for in terms of name, image, and likeness, if we saw something significant in terms of a stand and a statement later this year or next year, it wouldn't shock me, because they've got the power and now they're truly showing they know how to wield it.
I think you can connect those dots, sure. You know, I think the first example was Florida State, right? You see a player stand up, and now it probably needs to be a prominent player. Like you might not want to try this if you're the fourth string tackle, but you know, when you are the best defensive player on the roster, you're the captain of the football team, you step up and you say, "Yo, Mike Norvell, we ain't down with this. Like, we need to talk, bro." And he's ready to talk to you, ready to apologize to you and apologize publicly. That is a moment where a student athlete goes, "Whoa, I just spoke up publicly against the head coach of the Florida State football program, and he apologized to me, mm-hmm. and he apologized to the country, and we got what we wanted, whatever that is." That's a meaningful moment, because I don't think you get the other moments without that one. Like, I think everybody around the country looks up and goes, "Oh, okay. Well, like, now it's my turn to call out something I don't think is appropriate." Like, what's remarkable here is Mike Gundy could have worn that shirt a month ago and nobody would have blinked. I mean, like, you and I would have blinked.
There would have been,
right?
There would have been eye rolls. I mean, because Gundy's had some embarrassing statements actually consistently over the years, but even at the start of this coronavirus situation, GP, remember, he was on a media call, I believe it was, right. And even then, I mean, he kind of said the bad part out loud, where he effectively said our players need to come back and be able to play in September because the state economy relies on Oklahoma State football, you know. So he's actually gotten himself into some hot water earlier this offseason, if you will.
Correct. But like, okay, so you and I, the players wouldn't have stayed. How about this? The players didn't say anything,
right,
about his support of OAN then. But then all he is, he's not even talking about OAN in this incident. He is simply wearing a t-shirt while fishing. But because the country has changed so much over the past 3 weeks, specifically since the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis, and players have now seen that they have a voice, that it's time for change, and that they can stand up to power and win, I do think that all plays a role in Chuba Hubbard standing up today. And I will say, when I saw the video of he and Gundy tonight, I was a little, I don't know, disappointed is the wrong word, because who am I to say what should be good enough for Chuba Hubbard or not? Like, he got what he wanted. I guess, or otherwise he would still be standing in disagreement with Mike Gundy. So if he got what he wants and the other players got what they wanted out of this, then you know, that's good enough for me. I can't sit here and argue against it. But he did stand up in a very public way, and it was effective. It got a lot of attention, and you can be assured it shook Mike Gundy. It shook him to some degree, because just before that video was published, his athletic director, Mike Holder, released a statement and said, you know, what the events of today are very disturbing. You know, it was the type of quote that you thought, oh wow, he might not survive this.
Right.
And then you had Barry Trammell, the columnist, you know, talking about, I don't know if he's going to survive this. It now appears Mike Gundy's going to survive it. So whatever. But I guess I'd put it this way. Other coaches, football and basketball, would be wise to learn from this, because, you know, there are things you could get away with a month ago that you cannot get away with anymore. If you're Drew Brees, if you're the head of CrossFit, if you are running a security company.
Head of Clemson football.
Head of Clemson football has to apologize for wearing a Football Matters shirt. You know, if you have a security company in Charlotte, you reply to an email incorrectly. Like, there are just things that we have reached a point in this country where we're not accepting it anymore. And for Mike Gundy to wear that OAN t-shirt showed a real lack of understanding of that moment. And he got called on it in about the most public way you could get called on it. And that doesn't mean that every coach needs to vote a certain way come November. It doesn't mean that all conservatives are bad and all liberals are the best. It just means that you better be aware of what you're saying, what you're representing. And OAN, because I've had some people say this, oh, if he wore an MSNBC shirt, would he get the same treatment? Like, come on, let's not be stupid. OAN is not MSNBC and it's not CNN. It is an extreme. It's not even fair to call it a conservative news channel. That's not even fair to conservatives. It is an extreme right-wing network that peddles conspiracy theories, propaganda, and yes, racism. They have had two different hosts describe Black Lives Matter. One called it a quote farce, and the other said it was a terrorist organization. Now, as I talked about this on radio and then posted a really great bit, coincidentally, that John Oliver did on this 2 months ago on Last Week Tonight, I posted it on the Facebook page, and some guy jumped on and he was like, he's a white guy, needless to say. He said, I wouldn't care what my coach's political beliefs are. I would just care if he's a good football coach. And I said, well, with all due respect, I don't care what you would care about, because you don't matter here. You know, you're an old white guy. What matters here is that a young black man who doubles as an important football player at Oklahoma State saw his coach wearing a shirt with a logo of a news organization that has called Black Lives Matter a farce and a terrorist organization. And he decided to stand up to him. And he did it in a way that, I promise you, I can't get inside Mike Gundy's head and tell you what he's going to think tomorrow. I bet he never puts that shirt on again. And, you know, you get the comments like, well, whatever happened to free speech? Listen, nobody, 99% of the people who reference, quote, free speech on social media have no idea what they're talking about. They never use it correctly. So, like, I shouldn't even be surprised at this point, but, like, here we are again. It is not a violation of Mike Gundy's free speech to criticize him for wearing a shirt with that logo on it. Mike Gundy can wear any shirt he wants to wear. He could wear the Confederate flag to lunch tomorrow if he wanted to, but he's going to get judged on that. He won't get thrown in jail for it, but he'd probably lose his job, lose a bunch of friends, and lose football players' respect. And so I sort of explained it this way on radio. You know, I love Ryan Adams, the old Whiskey Town front man, who's one of the great songwriters. You know, I've got all his albums. I've listened to him a whole bunch of times, and I've seen him in concert many times. And at the most recent concert, which was several years ago now, my wife was like, hey, I want to get a t-shirt, you know, at the merch table. I said, okay, you're going to get a t-shirt. I'm going to get a t-shirt. And I got a Ryan Adams t-shirt. It says Ryan Adams right on the front, big red letters. And I wore it, you know, a few times like you do. It's a t-shirt, one of a million. And then there was a story, I think New York Times, not too long ago, where by all indications, Ryan Adams is a creep. He was using his position in the music industry to, you know, entice female songwriters to get into, you know, hey, I can maybe help you, or, you know, I can produce this, or, you know, just I'm Ryan Adams, and people are infatuated with that. And then it was like he was trying to leverage it into inappropriate stuff, and he was apparently online chatting with an underage girl. And so guess what I don't do anymore? I don't wear a Ryan Adams t-shirt anymore. Not because I don't think, you know, Come Pick Me Up, it's still an excellent song, but because I don't want people thinking I'm down with Ryan Adams, alleged behavior. So I don't wear a t-shirt that says Ryan Adams on it, because it is a reflect. When you see somebody in a t-shirt, it is usually a reflection of what they like or what they think. Like, I've got a Mets hat on right now. If you saw me in it, you could reasonably assume I'm a Mets fan. Good guess. Similarly, if you have an OAN Network, it's a t-shirt on, it suggests you are down with what they are peddling. And if you're down with what they're peddling, I can certainly understand why, you know, I can understand why anybody, but especially a young black man in this moment, would have a big problem with it. And other coaches, again, football and men's basketball, when your job is heavily reliant on having relationships with young minorities, you'd better be aware that what you say, what you wear, what you retweet, what you endorse is a reflection of you. And what you could get away with a month ago, you can't get away with anymore.
Yes, indeed. Players have the power. They're starting to know it. And I would not be surprised at all if we saw variations on this theme in the coming days and weeks play out on the football and the men's basketball side. We'll have to keep an eye on that as we go on forward, and we'll wait and see what happens, if anything, from the Danny Casper situation at Texas State. GP, I'm good to wrap, by the way, here. You know, didn't mind the detour. I'm going to close out. Let's bring it up. I'm going to close out the pod again. Some more Minnesota Fight song. Are you familiar with the lyrics of the Minnesota Fight song?
Never sung it, if I'm telling you the truth. I've never sung it.
Yeah, okay. Neither have I, and I did not know them until literally about 20 minutes before we did this podcast. So enjoy, Minnesota fans that have tuned in. Booth Gotch is in the mix. He's coming home to Minnesota, and this podcast is your home for all Leaky Black and Booth Gotch content.
Shouts to Devin Downey. Shouts to Chester, South Carolina. Shouts to Terry M.F. Antigua. Shouts to Larnell. And shouts to the current legend, Baca. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Tell somebody about it. If you're not subscribed, go subscribe. We'll be back real soon. Until then, take care.
It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount+. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.